Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a clean Pirate Signal style bass wobble from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're placing it where it actually belongs, inside a real jungle and old-school D&B arrangement. The goal here is not just to make a nice wobble sound. The goal is to make a bass phrase that feels like it belongs in a proper drop. Something rhythmic, something tense, something controlled. A bass line that talks back to the drums instead of stepping all over them. That matters musically because a good wobble gives your track identity. And it matters technically because if the bass is too wide, too long, or too busy in the wrong range, it will swallow the break and destroy the groove. So we're going to treat this like arrangement material from the start, not like a random sound design experiment. The first move is simple. Get your drums playing in context before you touch the synth. Put down an 8-bar loop with a break or break layer, a snare on 2 and 4, a kick that already locks the groove, and a placeholder sub note on the root. You want to hear the bass against the actual drum edit, not against a clean metronome. That is a huge difference. What to listen for here is whether the bass feels like it bites around the drums, not on top of every transient. If the kick disappears or the snare loses its crack, the bass is already too broad or too constant. That's your first checkpoint. Now build the foundation with a simple instrument chain. On a MIDI track, start with Waveedable or Operator as your core source. Keep the oscillator choice straightforward. A saw, a square, or a harmonically rich Waveedable is enough. For this kind of pirate signal energy, the movement should come from filtering and modulation, not from a wildly complicated source. A practical stock chain is Waveedable, then auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, and if needed a compressor or glue compressor for control. Keep unison low or off on the sub. Keep the Waveedable position in a strong, stable area. Start your saturation gently, maybe around 2 to 6 dB of drive, and don't overdo the width. If you're using Operator, even better for separation. Make one layer a clean sine sub, and let the second layer handle the mid-range movement. That separation is one of the reasons this works so well in D&B. The sub stays stable under fast break edits, while the wobble layer can move and flex without destabilizing the low end. And that leads into one of the biggest mistakes people make. They try to force one patch to do everything. Don't do that. Split the sub and the wobble early. One track or layer for pure low-end foundation. One track or layer for the expressive wobble an octave up, or with the low end filtered out. On the sub, keep it mono and clean. Very little processing. No heavy distortion. Just a solid, boring, reliable foundation. On the wobble layer, use autofilter with a low-pass cutoff somewhere in the darker range to start with, then use saturator after it for harmonics. If the layer still carries too much low end, high-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub can live on its own. What to listen for now is whether the bass still feels powerful when you mute the wobble layer. If it does, the sub is doing its job. If the whole thing collapses, the foundation is too dependent on the effect layer. Fix that first. Always fix that first. Now let's write the phrase. Don't make it a constant drone. Make it a 2-bar call and response. Old school jungle and pirate radio D&B usually hits harder when the bass breathes. It should answer the break, not narrate over every beat. A good starting point is a short hit in bar 1, then a held note or tied note, then a variation in bar 2 with one extra note or a higher reply. Leave at least one clean pocket for the snare or a break accent. Keep the note lengths intentional. Short notes give you bite. Medium notes give you bounce. Overlong notes are where the snare starts losing its space. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums are already moving fast, especially in jungle and old school styles. If the bass is constantly wobbling through every transient, the groove gets blurry, but if the bass punctuates the rhythm, it feels heavier and more dangerous, because each entry matters more. Now let's create the wobble motion. In Waveedable, map an LFO to the filter cutoff or Waveedable position. In auto filter, you can automate the cutoff directly. Start with a wobble rate that makes musical sense. A quarter note gives you a broad sway. An eighth note gives you more urgency. Triplet style movement can work in jungle, but only if the drums remain clear. Keep the modulation depth controlled. You want movement, not a filter sweep that stops sounding like a bass note. A good starting cutoff range might be somewhere between 300 Hz and 1.2 kHz for a darker feel, with moderate resonance. Enough to shape the motion. Not so much that it starts screaming unless that's the exact character you want. What to listen for is whether the movement feels obvious enough to give the line life, but still coherent enough that you hear one instrument, not a series of disconnected effects. If every wobble sounds like a separate event instead of one phrase, reduce the depth. That tiny adjustment often makes the whole thing feel more professional. Next comes the edge. Put saturator after the filter on the wobble layer. This is where you get the harmonics that help the bass read on smaller systems and through break layers. Start with a modest drive. 2 to 6 dB is often plenty. Soft clip can be very useful here because it keeps the peaks under control while still adding attitude. If you need more grit, use a little redux or a second subtle stage of saturation, but only on the mid layer. Avoid turning the sound into fizz. That's the trap. More drive is not always more impact. A lot of the time, a controlled amount of harmonic dirt is heavier than a fully crushed sound, because the snare and kick still have room to breathe. Then use EQ8 to clean up the result. Cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz if it clouds the snare zone. Tame harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz if the wobble gets fizzy. If the mid layer still has unwanted low end, high pass it a bit higher. Keep the low end disciplined so the sub can stay strong. Now comes the real test. Loop the drums and bass together. Not solo, together. Then mute the break for a second and hear where the bass still has shape on its own. Then bring the break back in and listen again. The bass should leave space for the snare crack, the ghost notes, the kick transient, and any top loop detail. If the bass fights the snare, shorten the notes so it releases before the snare lands. That is often better than reaching for more EQ. You can also automate the filter down slightly on the snare hit, reduce brightness, or shift the bass timing a touch if the groove benefits from it. Small changes matter a lot here. Another important check is mono. In DNB, especially club-focused DNB, mono compatibility below the sub-region is sacred. If the low end collapses too much in mono, the width is coming from the wrong place. Keep the sub centered. Let any width live in the upper harmonics or surrounding drums and effects. At this point, decide what flavor you want. A cleaner pirate wobble means tighter filter movement, moderate saturation, and clearer note definition. That's great for a roller, a cleaner old school nod, or a first drop that needs to stay DJ friendly. A heavier pirate signal means more resonance, more drive, and a darker starting point. That works well for a second drop variation or a rougher jungle mutation. If your track already has dense break edits and noisy effects, lean toward the cleaner version. If the drums are simpler and the bass needs more personality, go heavier. That's a smart creative choice, not a compromise. Once the MIDI version is hitting, print it to audio. This is where the workflow really opens up. Commit it. Freeze and flatten, resample, whatever works for you. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse tails, fade certain notes, duplicate sections, and create fills without reopening the synth patch every 5 minutes. This is a big one. If the two bar phrase already hits hard with the drums, stop tweaking and commit. Seriously, in DNB, arrangement usually improves faster from audio editing than from endless sound design. That's the professional move. From there, build movement with edits, not more synthesis. Let bars 1 through 8 stay fairly clean. Then add a small rhythmic answer or octave lift in bars 9 through 12. Then in bars 13 through 16, introduce a gap, a reverse tail, or a filtered pickup into the next section. That keeps the phrase alive without turning it into a mess. A very effective old-school move is a half-bar dropout before a snare accent, then a re-entry, with a slightly different rhythm. That reset hits hard. It gives the listener space, then slams the bass back in with more impact than another riser ever could. If you want to push it further, version your work early. Keep a cleaner version, a dirtier version, and a stripped version with less movement for breakdowns or fill spaces. That gives you arrangement options later without rebuilding everything from scratch. And here's a really useful habit: judge the bass at lower volume too. If it only sounds good when it's loud, it's probably too dependent on mid-range hype. The sub should still read quietly, and the rhythm should still make sense even when the harmonics are barely audible. A great checkpoint is the snare first test. Mute the bass and listen to the drum pocket. Then bring the bass back. Does the bass make the snare feel stronger or weaker? Good DNB bass makes the snare more readable. That's the standard. So to recap, start in the actual drum context. Split the sub from the wobble. Build a short phrase, not a constant drone. Use filtering and modulation for movement. Add saturation for harmonics, not chaos. Check it against the drums, not in solo. Commit to audio once it works. Then edit it like arrangement material so it can evolve across the track. Your challenge now is to build that 2-bar pirate signal bass wobble using only Ableton stock devices. Keep the sub separate. Use no more than 2 notes in the first bar and 3 in the second. Leave at least 1 clear gap for the snare. Then bounce a clean version and a darker variation for later in the track. Do that, and you'll have more than a sound. You'll have a real DNB bassline with structure, attitude, and space. That's the kind of line that makes a drop feel alive. Go make it hit.